You know, I'm not going to compare teams. I will talk about our defense, though, here in Cleveland. And I think what Coach Williams and the defense is doing is fantastic. The one thing they bring is they bring an attitude, and they bring it every single day. And the whole defense flies to the ball. They're causing turnovers. Offensively, we need to clean that up. But what you know, we see as an offense that our defense is doing is, you know, they're just playing fast. They're physical. They're tough. They have an edge to them. And it's really exciting to see.
As you guys are trying to, you know, implement things offensively, how does that aggression make you guys better? I mean, you're trying to get things into focus, and they're kind of coming at you at all angles.
Yeah, no, you just said it. It makes our job very difficult. But that's the National Football League. And what that's going to do is that's going to translate to games. You know, if our defense can make our jobs very difficult in practice, then you hope the game will be a little bit easier. And so, you know, like I said, what Coach Williams and the defense is doing right now is just tremendous. They're working really hard. They're flying to the ball. And they're making our offensive unit better.
How do you feel like you're playing up?
You know, I think I've had a good camp. Is there always room for improvement? Absolutely. You know, and no one's going to study the tape and be more critical of themselves than myself. You know, I'm always going to study it very hard and be very realistic with myself. But I'm very happy with things, but there's plenty of room to grow. And, you know, I'm striving every single day to be a better player.
Are you paying attention to how quarterback room stacks up as far as, you know, who's going to get the number one reps and that kind of thing going into training camp?
You know, I'm really not. Obviously, like I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I want to be the starter of this team, and I'm working every single day to put myself in a position to earn that starting job. But my focus isn't anywhere as far as who's getting what reps. My sole focus is what can I do today to be a better player and have a good practice and make my teammates better.
With that, though, do you have any better, not necessarily a pecking order, but do you have a better sense of where you stand with this team now than you did, say, before the draft even?
You know, I really don't. I would say everything's the same. You know, Coach, you know, out there, you know, it's not like we have a meeting before practice saying, hey, this guy's going to get this reps, this guy's going to get this reps. We all go out to practice. As you guys have probably seen, we all kind of stand behind Coach. He turns around and says, hey, Brock, get in there. Hey, Deshaun, get in there. And so we're all kind of playing on the fly right now. But like I did tell you a couple weeks ago, you know, you can really only worry about what you can control. And the quarterbacks on this team don't set the depth chart. Coach does. So I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to worry about, you know, playing to the best of my ability, learning this system, and trying to get better every single day.
Back to the defense. Is there any sense that, it's stupid to say, but wasted energy on June? I mean, did Denver and Houston, two accomplished defenses, play like this in June?
You know, what I would say as far as my past experiences is the great teams always compete. It doesn't matter what the month is, what the day is. They always compete, and they push each other offensively and defensively to get better every single day. There's never a wasted day. And that's what I see in our defense. Our defense works hard. They work very hard. And it's always a great challenge and a lot of fun to go against those guys every single day.
When you say you've had a pretty good camp, can you put your finger on one or two things that you feel good about?
Of course. You know, I think the biggest thing, and especially coming off of last season, is protecting the football. You know, I think I did a pretty good job in 2015 of protecting the ball. Last year I didn't do such a good job. So coming into this camp and this team and this system, you know, I had a very large focus on making great decisions with the football. And I feel like for the most part I've done that this camp. And then from there, you know, it really just boils down to getting your offense into a good play. You know, if the defense presents a certain front or coverage, you know, there's times where the quarterback needs to audible. And that's just learning a system, making sure you're getting into the play that coach wants you to. And like I said, I think for the most part things have gone very well. But there's always room for improvement, and I'm trying to get better every single day.
You know, you guys always say no one puts more pressure on yourself than yourself. So I'm asking you, did you learn anything about handling pressure last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pressure is something that we all want to ignore, and we say it's not there, but at the end of the day, it is there. You know, we all have pressure to get our job done, to help our team win football games. And I think that's something that, you know, it can't be replicated. Until you're a full-time starter in the National Football League, you don't necessarily know how to handle that from a week-to-week basis. So I certainly learned a lot in that department last season.
Is Hughes, what's Hughes' main focus when he talks to you specifically? When after, when you break down the film, does he have a couple teaching points with you?
Boy, you know, there's always coaching points on a specific play if you haven't done something right. You know, I would say just coming into the spring as a whole, you know, there was a big emphasis on quarterback fundamentals. You know, having our feet right, having our throwing motion right, having our head in the right place when we're throwing the football. So coaches definitely stress fundamentals, but because of that, he's made me a better player. And I'm so appreciative that coach, and it's not just Coach Jackson, it's Coach Lee as well. You know, those two are on every single quarterback, every single day, to be great with our fundamentals. And because of that, I've gotten a lot better this spring, and I'm very appreciative for that.
Hey, Brock, how much have you grown, Pat, gotten past agonizing over every throw? And, you know, while there's self-criticism, I'm sure you don't want to beat yourself up. Have you gotten better at that over the last couple of years?
Of course. You know, I think the biggest thing, as far as that note goes, is you have to learn from them. You know, your bad plays, your bad throws, you have to learn from it. You have to watch it. You have to study it. You can't just throw it to the side, because now you're not going to get better. But once you have learned from it, you've made your note, you've studied it, now it's time to bury that and move forward and focus on the positive things that you're doing. Because, you know, it's like anything in life. If you have a negative attitude, what's your outcome probably going to be? It's going to be negative. And so, but like I said, you can't just push it to the side. You need to study it. You need to learn from it. But then you need to move forward and build on the positives.
Mark, what impact has it had on you to be back in an environment where the quarterback's coach, the head coach, they really believe in you?
I love it. You know, obviously as a player, you want to make your coach look good. You know, you want to make him proud, because at the end of the day, quarterbacks are just an extension of their head coach, coordinator, and quarterback coach on the field. You know, those guys spend so much time prepping us in the meeting room. I mean, it's hours and hours and hours and hours going all the way back to April. So, you know, when you come to the field, you know, you want to make your coach proud. You want to make him look good. And at the same time, knowing that your coach believes in you, gives you a lot of confidence. You know, it lets you know that what you're doing is, you know, you're going along the right path. You know, does anybody reach a final point? No. Like I said earlier, you always need to be striving to get better. But having that confidence there is huge.
Brock, how different is this offense than the ones you've had in the past? And like, what about this offense kind of suits your game that you kind of like?
So this offense is fairly similar to the offense that we ran in Denver in 2015. It has a lot of West Coast principles. Outside of that, I haven't had much history except for that one season in a system like this. However, I will say I love this system. I absolutely love it. There's a lot of black and white rules to it, if you will. There's not a lot of gray area. So as a quarterback, you don't have any indecision going to the line of scrimmage. You know, you know exactly where you're supposed to go with the ball, what your progression is, what your footwork is for that play, which is huge, because as a quarterback, I believe your feet are your internal clock as far as when you need to get that ball out and which receiver in progression you should be working to. So I love this system. I really do. I've had a little bit of experience with a few of the plays, but then, you know, Coach Jackson, like every coach, puts his twist on it, and there's a lot of new things as well.
Training camp.
Just a couple more.
Training camp is a new phase of the season preparation when you get back in.
Of course.
Do you expect the quarterback rotation to be reset prior to training camp?
You know, once again, that's not my decision to make, so I'm not really sure what coach is planning on doing. The one thing I can promise you, though, is I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can this summer to put myself in a position come fall camp to help my team win football games and ultimately to hopefully win a starting position.
Guess being traded the way you were was a jolt, and I would also guess going to a one-win team might be kind of eye-opening. Are you aware of the quarterback history?
Yeah.
That's gone on. Did you think about?
Yeah, because you guys talk about it all the time. of course. I mean, I think anytime you know you sign a multi-year contract with a team, and you're out on a golf course in the middle of the offseason and you get traded, it's a surprise. But with that, once again, I couldn't control that, and. Like I told you guys before, I couldn't be more excited to be a Cleveland Brown. I love everything about this organization, the way we're coached. You know, the ownership's been fantastic, very welcoming. The way we do things in the weight room, nutrition-wise, I mean, just everything is first class. So I am so excited to be a Cleveland Brown and can't wait to get this season started.
Brock, you've talked about fundamentals here a couple of times. How much have you had to maybe retool or tweak some of your mechanics or fundamentals since you've gotten there?
Yeah, well, the best part is, you know, like I said, I'm getting coached hard on my fundamentals, and I believe firmly that when your fundamentals and your feet are right as a quarterback, you're going to make great decisions and you're going to throw accurate footballs. And I think that's something that slid last season. You know, I'm not going to go into great detail on that, but they did. My fundamentals slid, and because of that, I think you saw some poor decisions and some poor throws. If you go back to 2015, you know, I feel like my fundamentals were pretty tight. You know, could they have been better? Absolutely. And then once again, you're striving every single day to tighten those things up. Well, now once again, I'm in a situation where, you know, I have two coaches who the first thing they preach every day is your fundamentals, and we work them every single day. And because of that, it's definitely led to better decision making and better throws.
You've been around him about a month now. What stands out about Deshaun?
Deshaun? Boy, he has a lot of talent. He has a big arm. He's very athletic. You know, the thing that you guys can't see that I've certainly noticed right away, he's a smart quarterback. He's always thinking. He's always playing the game. And that's the biggest thing, I think, as a young quarterback. You know, when you watch film, a lot of guys watch film, but they don't know what they're watching, you know. But he's in the meeting room, and he's playing the game as he's watching the film. He's not shy to ask questions. I'm more than happy to help him out with any question he comes to me with. But he's very smart. Big arm, very athletic, and you know, I think he's going to do some great things.